views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hi, welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with our absolutely gorgeous host, Deborah Lee.
Oh, this man just kills me.
Thank you. I only speak the truth.
Oh, what a doll. Huh? If only I could clone him, I could be a multi-billionaire. Thank you to Daryl, our intuitive co-host, who is joining us today. And there is no lovely Lisa. She is off ground pounding with Go Ruckers, if you're familiar with that event, which is held, and it's very rigorous.
Physical exercise.
Oh, man, yeah. She is out hiking in water, crawling on her belly. I mean, she is, let's just say, not so glamorous probably right at this moment. But we do have as her replacement today, adorable Josh. Well, she's lovely Lisa. That makes you adorable Josh.
Handsome Josh.
He's handsome. Okay, handsome. But he is really adorable. He is an up-and-coming IT security professional.
And an end card reader.
And he is a becoming polished as a card reader of personal prophecy. And to those of you out there who may be in the same boat, he is single, ladies. So I just wanted to pass that along.
All right. Give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. We're standing by for you.
And let's talk a little bit about change before we really get into the heart of things.
That.
Lots of changes in everybody's lives seems to be going on right about now. I have found with personal prophecy, as we near the end of the year, it becomes a time of decluttering emotionally, house cleaning, bringing more discernment into our lives,
right,
and also learning how to be resilient when unexpected change comes our way. And we have to deal with it, whether it's in our health or it might be in our work, could be among our children. For instance, we are in the process of having to say goodbye to our Navy son, who by right now at this time tomorrow will be flying off to Bahrain to fulfill part of his seagoing commitment by joining his ship over there. We won't be seeing him for a while. And as a mother, these things are never easy, as those of you will know. Even just sending your child off to college, I think, can be really almost heartbreaking.
Sometimes.
Or kindergarten. I mean, my goodness. These are our babies.
Yes.
We're not used to that, but we have to adapt to change.
Well, and with the cards, there should be no surprise changes if you read your cards all the time.
If you do, that's a very good point, Daryl. I'm glad you brought it up. You can learn to anticipate changes that your cards have shown you. Or alternately, you can also do everything you can to avoid a certain change that may be coming your way.
Right.
So there's a lot of freedom in terms of this method. When you learn to use choice and change, where you're making decisions that help to navigate your life, and then exercising what I would call the empowerment of change, this is when you are truly able to be in command of your circumstances.
Right.
You'll still get a curveball every once in a while, but by and large, you will be able to anticipate.
Yeah. curveball of that guy that unexpectedly changes lanes in front of you.
Yeah, pretty much like that.
And backs up traffic for 10 miles.
Or like for you, Daryl, where they now have to take a closer look at your lung cancer. But we're very optimistic about this, you know.
Still say it was nothing but bronchitis.
Right, and very likely that's what it'll turn out to be. You might want to share with everybody who might be listening or will listen to the recording, what turned out to be your best therapy for bronchitis?
1,000 milligrams of vitamin C every hour for 48 hours.
Yes. And that's it?
And the use of my nebulizer, but...
Yeah.
Because the inhalers just wasn't cutting it.
That vitamin C prescription came from a holistic health practitioner who...
Lost connection.
Hey, my bra is showing badly too. Yes, good thing people on the radio can't see us. Our clothes are falling off.
Yes.
So anyway, you take vitamin C to the point of saturation, which
technical difficulties.
Which is when you keep take it till you begin to start diarrhea.
Yeah, why don't you take our
first call? Yeah, let's go to a phone call. All right. And we have...
And then we have two Lisas back to back.
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's go with one Lisa right now.
From Ocean City.
Hey, Lisa.
Hello. Hi, Deb. Hi, Daryl.
How's Ocean City?
Ocean City is fabulous.
Well,
hot and sunny.
It's great to hear from you, and you get to kick the show off for us. That means you're going to earn a prize for this, because we're giving away prizes galore today. So there's going to be a T-shirt coming your way. After we do your reading, I will tell you how you can claim it, okay?
All right, we're
back
up.
Wonderful, thank you.
All righty. What can I do for you today, Lisa?
I have a relationship question. I have been seeing someone for the past year and a half, but it doesn't seem like it's really going anywhere. But I'm hanging in there. I have gone on a date or two here and there, kind of hedging my bets, if you will. But wanted to know if maybe you could see anything developing with this person I've been dating for the last year.
Okay, I'm laying out your cards now. And for those who may be new to the personal prophecy process, I use a full 24-card layout during the show. I know there are other card readers online or on, they're on Periscope and various other platforms that will do, say, a one-card draw or a three-card. But I prefer to lay out the whole picture. Gives me a more intuitively concise and precise response to the question. So with that said, I'd like to say that I'll tell you what, this is a man, Lisa, who simply is so confused about life in general right now. It's like he doesn't even know what to do from the minute he wakes up in the morning. I know that sounds really lame, but to be honest, this is honestly what I'm seeing for him. That as much as he'd love to go forward with you, it's like he pulls against it and tries to focus on a life without you. But there's that magnetism, there's that charisma, there's that energy between you that simply will not let him get away. You know what I mean?
Yes. That's what's been keeping me in it for so long.
Well, and the thing is, now you could choose, because we're talking about choice and change today, you could choose to turn yourself in the direction of other men and try looking at new opportunities for relationships that way. But, you know, as your love doctor right now, I have to say, I don't feel that your heart can move on until it's ready to move on. And maybe instead of trying to see this relationship right in the immediate, I'm talking the immediate time period of from right now until, say, the end of the year, maybe it would be best not to try to make it go anywhere. Just let it sit a while. Let him get his bearings. I think you really love him. I do feel that he loves you just as much in return. But he's going through so much that, Daryl, I think you can, you would be in support of what I'm saying here.
Right.
And the last one that you've dated, there's a man here that you very recently have dated. He's pretty much realizing this is a swing and a miss for him. And he's taking it badly, but at least you haven't let him on, okay? And just because he wanted to so fully invest doesn't mean that you had to follow suit. So that's really what I have for you, hon.
Oh, well, thank you.
Have faith. For goodness sake, this relationship has been going on for a year and a half. You both have seen each other through some pretty dark times. That I really feel there's something here worth salvaging, worth nurturing, a much better word. And since we have to run in a second here to off to break time, please, to claim your T-shirt today, it's a show T-shirt. Please email me at Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, at psychiclovedoctor.com. And we'll get that right out to you, Lisa.
Yes, we will.
Yeah, absolutely will.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
The number to give us a call is 1-800-930-2819. All right, we're going to take a break, folks. We'll be right back in a few minutes. Talk to you soon.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey everyone, this is Dr. Pat. I am so thrilled. I've had the honor of working with Leslie Fontaine for the past year or so, and what she has created in her hit program, Sheer Alchemy, transcends what most of us get to listen to or hear in any point in time in our lives. But beyond that, Leslie is working with people all over the world, and she has created something phenomenal based on the feedback and input from the Archangels, from the Ascended Masters, from the Light Beings, and most importantly, from each and every one of you. So if you want to change your life, if you're ready to step into your own version of Sheer Alchemy, please give Leslie a call at 678-665-3366. And why? Because this is what you're going to be prepared to do. Be amazed, and on your part, connect with the Ascended Masters that are there to help you custom make the life that you are meant to live.
1230 WBLQ.
Hi, welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with our dazzling.
Oh my gosh.
Deborah Lee.
You're killing me over here, Daryl.
Yes.
And of course, our wonderful intuitive co-host, Daryl. Wouldn't be a show without you, hon.
The word man.
Yes, you are. And also we have Josh, who is filling in for lovely Lisa, who is out go rucking. So you go, girl. And we'll see her next week.
Right.
Well, yeah. We'll see. Anyway, we do have another phone reading. If you're sending in requests on Facebook, we have to let the phone callers take precedence.
All right, let's go to Lisa number two from New Zealand.
Oh my goodness. Lisa number two from New Zealand. Hello.
Hello, Deborah.
Yes.
Hello. Yes, ringing from New Zealand.
Oh, how wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you for calling us.
No, thank you. Thank you so much for this opportunity. My question actually relates to relationships like the last Lisa, but in my case, there's been nothing happening for many years, and I was just wondering if that was about to change.
Well, as I get your cards ready for a reading, let me ask you, is there anybody special that you see or you know that you would like to see something develop?
Yes, there is.
Yes, there is? Okay.
All right. Well, how about if we jump off right there and see what the potential will be?
Oh, that'd be great.
And then I'll just look at the whole picture for you.
Okay.
Okay. And since this is your first time with us, she uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, and she does a 24-card layout that most people do readings online.
They're in a hurry.
And they do a 3-card reading, which really doesn't give you the whole picture.
Yes, I would prefer to give you a response with some depth and clarity rather than just, dashing something off here. And
right,
I've just about got them all laid out for
you. Yes, you do. Ooh.
Well, one thing I would like to tell you, my dear Lisa, is that you actually have many admirers that I'm not sure that she's even aware of.
Yes.
But you are very much held in high personal esteem by a number of suitors that would love to come forward for you. The one in question that when I asked you if there was someone special, this particular someone special, I feel, is going through an emotional change of their own and still nursing a bit of a broken heart over a past relationship that is not going to bring them back together. And this individual needs to put a period at the end of that sentence, finish the grieving process, and move on when the time feels appropriate. As for you, though, I don't think you should let any grass grow under your feet, because all you simply need to do is show that beautiful smile of yours, wave and say hello. You will be amazed how many will step out and come to you when you show. What would be the word, Josh? You're our college graduate here.
It's very open and receptive.
Yeah, receptivity. Yes. And, these will not be losers, the kind that are just going to want to play you along or toy with your heart.
Yes.
These are ones that really are quite relationship and marriage minded. One in particular is a bit younger than you. But oh my goodness, Daryl, I've showed Daryl. Oh my goodness, there is some real passion here. And, I'm not even sure you're aware of how much she is in demand in the romantic sense. But it's funny, when people call for a reading or they request it through my website, these cards take on the role of manifestation tools, and very often and very quickly, things will begin to happen in the lives of those who receive a reading. it's as if something magical has taken place. I always thought these were simply little pieces of plastic. I since, though, have been set straight that they seem to contain one heck of a lot of energy.
Yeah, they do.
So I would like you, Lisa, to do a little homework here. One thing is to smile a lot more than you do. A smile is a very charismatic thing.
Right.
And just open yourself to the possibility that new love is coming for you. I think you're getting ready. You're just about there. And I'll bet by the first of this year, there will be someone new very much in your life in a romantic sense.
It looks so much to me
like a whirlwind romance coming your way.
Okay.
Yes. Now, we'd love for you to report back to us and let us know how things are going. I will give you more readings. And the more readings we do, the higher your personal vibration will become. And that's an excellent time for manifesting what you truly want for yourself within your, you know, the path you are taking to the future.
Wow, that's great news. Thank you so much for that.
No, wait. Don't leave us. I would love for you to email me, Lisa, because you've won a prize on our show today. Would you please email me and give me your
mailing address?
Your mailing address. And we do not sell or share these addresses with anyone, nor your email address. But please get in touch. My email is Deborah, that's D-E-B-O-R-A-H at psychiclovedoctor.com. And we will get that prize out to you right away.
Thank you very much. That was wonderful.
Oh, I'm so glad you called. Please have a wonderful and blessed day.
You too. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I just love the dialect of those from part of the world.
I just love that accent.
Yeah. So now I guess we're going to Rebecca.
Yes, we're going to have to go to Rebecca.
Hello, Rebecca. Thank you for being so patient.
Our first question today is Rebecca asks, where's her marriage going?
Well, as I put your cards out, Rebecca, where has it been? Maybe she gave you a bit of a response. And did she type in where I had said, has it been? So I'm just wondering, we put a little life coaching into our readings here. So
it's been funny lately.
Well, marriage can be that way sometimes, right, Daryl?
They get funny every now and then. And sometimes they get absolutely hilarious.
Well, they travel hills and valleys.
Yeah, it's like everything in everybody's world. It has its ups and downs.
And we women are never the problem in these situations.
No, not ever. That's why us guys drink so much.
You know, you've got half of the male population out there agreeing with you. I can hear the roar.
I know.
No, but seriously, Rebecca, here's what I want to say to you. It seems that you're in a bit of a patch right now that seems a little bit rough. I want you to know, though, that I feel that this will be resolved soon. And I can't shake the feeling, though, that the two of you are at a bit of a impasse in the sense that I see your husband is always looking back or always analyzing the past or in some way he's kind of lost in the past, stuck in the past, where you are forward thinking. Here she is. Look at her husband.
I see it. I agree with you.
And I wouldn't be surprised that if your husband doesn't kind of get with the program here and step up a little bit more, you could run the risk of outgrowing your attachment to your husband. I feel that it's already inside of you is a little tiny seed that you're beginning to think, hey, maybe we're not on the same page anymore. And that's why I say I think something's got to happen here that would bridge this gap.
Right.
A lot more communication, which you guys aren't real big on, but you will.
We will talk.
And I would suggest you do these things in a very not like a neutral environment.
Right.
And never bring arguments or discussions that have, a negative side into the bedroom. Never. But realistically, I think what you want me to tell you is, where is it going? If you were to stick a gun to my head right now, if your marriage continues along the path that it's going, I feel that you would have the opportunity and the potential to remarry, you know, to not continue to stay in this marriage. That's why I feel it's important to give it every opportunity, every possibility for change, so that if the time comes and you do move on to a future of your own, you will not look back with any kinds of regrets. So I just hope that is an answer for you. There are many other men that certainly would like to have your affection, and I don't think this is a big surprise to you. Unfortunately, we have to go to break.
Yes.
But thank you so much. I love that you continue to join us.
All right. We're going to go to break here, folks. We'll be right back in a few minutes. Give us a call, 1-800-930-2819. We're standing by for you.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Michael Shane Show, the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
For the rest of the show, probably, huh?
Hey, welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show. with our brilliant host, Deborah Lee.
And our very humorous co-host, Daryl.
All right.
And we have Big Josh behind the technology that is live streaming us over Facebook today.
Yes.
So we are going to the phones.
All right. Let's go to Yvette from California.
Hello, Yvette.
Hi, Deb.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. You guys are so awesome.
Oh, thank you. That just made my whole day.
Are a treat to
what
watch.
Can we do for you today?
So I had an interview with an old boss on Tuesday, and she called me. So I guess I just wanted to know how it went and did I get the job?
Is this something you would really like to have?
Yeah, it would. It's something that I was pleasantly surprised.
Okay,
that's nice. All right, well, you have to give me a minute here as I try and speedily lay these out.
Got a good poker hand started. Three aces.
Three aces. You're going to win the pot. Okay.
So, they're looking good.
Well, I don't know now. Yeah. There's a bit of a clinker on this.
Took a turn there.
Have you two talked money yet, Yvette?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and I just hope that she has not made the picture more attractive than what it really is. Does this mean you're leaving a job to go work with her?
No.
Okay, good. Because I wouldn't want to see you burn a bridge for what may turn out to be a kind of a shaky bridge. Right now, the cards are saying that this business that your boss, the previous boss, called you back to come and work in, correct? It's a business where she's still the boss in this particular business, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just wanted to be straight on that. I just have some misgivings in the sense that you shouldn't maybe put all your eggs in one basket. I think you should see it as a stepping stone and not as the ultimate destination, okay? And I am only saying this because the future of this business is coming through in this reading as not quite as solid as perhaps she is making it appear.
Right.
So, but do you see me getting the job?
Oh, I do believe you'll get the job.
Okay, that's fine.
We'd be glad, you know, at down the road, sometimes what looks like a real prize of a job.
I see in a moment. Yeah, it's a moment thing for me. I'm not like looking. If it's in the future, it's great. If it's not, I understand.
Yes, okay. Well, that's what I would take with me as a perspective if it was me.
Right.
Is that I'm going to go do this. I'm going to get as much out of this as I can for my own benefit and to also, of course, you know, be helpful and do the work that your boss requires. But keep your eyes open. I see a far
better. Okay, when you feel reaching out to me.
Go ahead. I didn't want to cut you off.
That's okay. When do you see her reaching out to me?
When?
When was she supposed to get back to you? I would think it's going to be rather quick.
Okay.
But right at this particular moment, I don't see that the decision has been completely decisively made. But you are the strongest contender for this job.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you.
Keep yourself forward facing and watch and see. Something else is going to come down the pike for you. I'm seeing it within the next, 18 to 24 months.
Yes.
Yeah, he agrees. Okay. So keep calling us. Let us know how things are going. The more readings you get with personal prophecy, the closer events start to actually materialize in our lives.
Excellent. I'm going to call you and let you guys know how it turns out. I appreciate
it. We'd love it. And good luck to you.
I love that you're doing it on Facebook. It's so cool.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Oh, don't you just love that we have these mediums now?
Yes.
I mean, it's awesome. Oh, and a prize for her.
Oh, hey, Lisa, if you're still listening.
No, it was Yvette.
Or, excuse me, Yvette, if you're still listening, email Deborah at deborah@psychiclovedoctor.com so we can get your prize to you.
Which I think should be another reading, private reading with me.
Yes.
So, Yvette and Josh, if you are able to put that out there, if you can type it in, you're using another...
Yeah.
Thing there, type it in there, get a hold of me, email me at Deborah, like he said, Deborah@psychiclovedoctor.com, and you have won a private reading with me. We can do it by phone or we can do it through email. It'll be your choice.
All right, ready to go to our next call?
Let's go.
All right, let's go to Lisa from Massachusetts.
Why we're getting Lisa's today?
Yes, today is Lisa's day.
It is.
Especially when Lisa's in here. It's like you're getting your share.
Yes,
yes,
of Lisa's. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. How are you both?
We're doing good.
And good. How are you?
Good, good. You probably already know me. I am the December-June romance.
Oh,
yes.
Well, we love hearing from you. So what can we do a reading for you on today?
Okay. Well, my friend is actually is going to Europe, and we're still in the friendship. He's actually going to Europe next week, and yes, he actually asked me what it is that I wanted back
from Europe.
Yes. And he said jewelry.
Sounds good to me.
Me too. And I would like to know, again, get a feel as to, because, you know, things, I feel like things are shifting and changing a little bit. I did a lot of clearing and some healing. And with a friend of mine, and he told me that, you know, the walls between us have been knocked down. To me, it's like, okay. But I will tell you, when I saw him the next day, the energy between us was not as heavy and as intense, to the point where he actually came over and gave me a hug.
Oh, that's...
That's wonderful. Are you going to see him before he leaves?
That I don't know. I don't know.
It's not possible for you to invite him to have a...
Actually, I did invite him for dinner. I invited him out for dinner before he left, my plans kind of changed. So I don't know if we'll get to see each other before he leaves.
Oh, it would be nice if you could, but timing is everything. And if the universe is saying, let's just let this wait a while, let's not rush anything, then it will happen when he brings you back jewelry from Europe.
Well, do you see him actually doing that?
I think actually he would like to leave knowing things between you are a little bit more secure. But if it's not possible for the two of you to work out a meeting, maybe what you need to do is, are you able to communicate like over email or through texting?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, then I would keep that going and let him know. Tell him you're going to miss him and put a little treat out there for him. Like, come on, Daryl. Come on, you're a man, and you too, Josh. What could she do as a very classy, but slightly...
Provocative?
Yeah. Oh, nice word. Yes. A little tidbit for her to send him off with.
Yes.
A nice little kiss that says, I'm going to miss you while you're gone, and there'll be more of that when you get back.
Like in text messages, put the little... The little symbol for a kiss.
Right.
And you know what? I think that would give him quite a bit to think about
yes,
while he's gone. Really? And I do feel, looking at your cards, that he's going to come back. Yes. Raring to go. If you know what I mean. There's an old saying. He'll come back hot to trot with some place to race. So, yes, I wish that you could do some little thing that kind of tickles his toes a little bit, but still is within the realm of classiness.
Yes.
And that sounds very classy, Daryl.
Yes, it does.
And, oh, gosh, I'm so sorry we have to run to break time again.
Oh, okay.
But will you please stay in touch and give us a full report on how things are going?
I absolutely will. Thank you so, so much.
Many oh, we adore you. Thank you so much for staying in touch with us. Oh, and you get a prize, too.
Bye-bye.
So email me, because we're running short here. Deborah@psychiclovedoctor.com, and we will get your mailing address so we can send you out a prize.
Oh, excellent. Thank you.
Oh, you're all so right. Welcome.
All right. Many blessings.
Oh, what a great day. Yep, this is great today.
All right. Well, say we get... we still got a little bit of time.
Oh, I guess it was a little too quick. Well, for all, if you think about all these situations today, we have been essentially skirting the topic of change.
Yes.
Which is, you know, in terms of relationships, I've stressed in my book, and you got to think about this now, relationships are either thriving or in the process of dying. They are not staying the same.
Right.
They may seem the same from day to day, but they are actually evolving into something. And like you had said recently over something, oh, I'll bring it up after.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to get a break. We'll be right back in a few minutes, folks.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Michael Shane Show, the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee.
Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with our fabulously brilliant and dazzling host, Deborah.
He kills me. And you, Daryl, are adorable intuitive co-host.
Right.
And then there's also very handsome Josh behind the camera.
There you go.
Of course.
Well, we have callers. I think we're just going to jump right in. Oh, the Darylism that I wanted to share with you all was when you start changing the little things,
it changes the big things.
And think about that. It really does. So that is something to bear in mind today as we're discussing change in lots of different forms.
Yep. Let's go to Rosie from California.
Oh, hi, Rosie.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hi, Deborah.
Hello. Wonderful to hear from you.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm so excited to talk to you.
What can we do for you, hon?
So I'm in a new relationship, and I am just looking for some guidance on it and where it's going. And, yeah, just some insight onto that. So I don't know how much you want to know.
How is it going? I mean, has it been going well?
It was well for the first few weeks, and then it stopped going well. And it was kind of forces like outside of our doing, like stuff from his past, started cropping up, and yeah, not so. It's kind of thrown a lot of wrenches.
Well, how do you feel, Rosie? Is this a relationship you want to stay in?
I would like to be with him, but I'm not sure that's... So,
well, there's
he has a lot to clean up,
Volatile emotion that I see here between the two of you. This needs to be channeled more in the direction of it being excitement and passion instead of conflict and arguing.
Yes.
So what I'm thinking is that you two need to, well, maybe take a little bit of a break, even just a week, to just take the time to get yourselves back together and be in a normal place emotionally, because there's a lot of upheaval here between the two of you. And I, in some ways, I'm not sure he even gets it. So what you need to do, I feel, is just sit back for a little bit. Don't try to pressure him into anything. And hopefully he won't be problematic for you. And you know what? To tell you the truth, Rosie, I'm going to award you at the end of this. I want to give you a private reading that I will give you. And I think that it would be best for us to explore this more in a private reading setting between the two.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
It's hard over the air. It's so public. And, you know, there's certain things that we can talk about that I think would be best in a different atmosphere. Okay.
Wow.
I'm not trying to blow you off or anything, but I just...
No, not at all. I get it and I appreciate it. I'm very honored.
Then please email me, Deborah at psychiclovedoctor.com. And I'm going to get with you and we'll arrange something. I can probably do it yet this weekend. Okay.
Great.
All right. Well, in the meantime, two of you try to be gentle with each other. And remember, a lot of that energy between the two of you is really, I really feel that it's a lot of like sexual magnetism and passion.
It is. And it's a lot of the turmoil is not actually mine. It's his. But
yes,
he's having to deal with it on his own. And I'm having to step back. And it's hard for me to step back because I want to help him. So, and it's all his stuff that he has to deal with. And he's trying to deal with it. And I want to stick around.
Okay. Sure. Together, we will discuss this and we'll work on some really good ways that I feel will help him.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I would really love that.
Oh, I can't wait to talk to you, all of you who have been with us today. Thanks so much.
And I will email you. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Be in touch. We have one more?
No, actually, she hung up. So we have a few minutes to talk. And our live feed died again.
Oh, well, this is the way of the world these days, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, Daryl, maybe you want to share a little bit about our app.
Yeah, I can do that. For those of you with smartphones, which is pretty much everybody today, we have an app out there. It's absolutely free. It's called Psychic Love Doctor. And it gives you a very interesting one-card reading. You sit there and think of a question, push the button, it gives you an answer. That answer may not always exactly pertain to the question you're asking.
Well, it may not sit right with you.
Yeah, it may not sit right
with you. Or seem rather obscure.
Right. Yeah. And, but just keep it in mind. And sometime through the day, it will come up and it'll ring a bell with you. But like I said, it's not always rainbows and unicorns.
Exactly.
Sometimes it's
mud and dirt.
There you go.
But there is quite a bit of insight that you can draw.
Yes.
From that app that we have. People often use it going into business meetings or when they're setting a date with somebody they've just met. Wouldn't it be nice to know before you even set foot out of the house the direction that particular date is going to take? Or say you're having an issue with a family member, this app can help you to find a resolution. Oh, I mean, there's just a zillion different applications for the app. And I'll confess, I use it myself quite a bit. So especially when you're in a situation, you don't have time, say for myself, to quick lay down cards. This is a great way to get a feel, an intuitive feel for what a situation holds for me.
Yes.
In terms of potential or what I need to be aware of. So that we urge you all to get the app. It, as Daryl stressed, it's free of charge. Also, if you're interested in learning this method, I'd love to hear from you. You can either message me through Facebook or you can send me an email. Now, I'm doing this in a reverse fashion. I am handpicking people to be in the new course that I have put together. So there would be a bit of an interview process involved. And it, just email me first. We'll talk about it. Otherwise, the class then is free of charge for you. And there is only a fee involved if you choose to go on to become a professional practitioner of personal prophecy. I will credential you as the only living subject matter expert for this method. And I'll tell you, there's not that many around the world at this point. I set the bar rather high, so I want everybody out there to be doing their very best work. So I guess we're close. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're
getting
there.
Is Casey still there?
He got crashed out. He hasn't rejoined.
Oh. Facebook died out.
I do have another question up here.
Okay, let's go fast. Oh, I don't know. Yeah. It's got to be really fast.
Yeah.
It was just they got hired for a new position. Her name is Carrie, and they were wondering if they're making the right decision to leave their current work.
You know, we're going to give you a free reading, too. So what I suggest you do, today was a day of prizes. Email me, and I will give you a reading, and you can decide if you want it on the phone or if you want it via email, and you will have an opportunity to ask a number of questions. But we are down to 1 minute, and we need to say goodbye to everybody. In the words of my grandmother, we'll leave you with this. To dream is to believe. Once you believe, all things are possible. You remember that, and we will see you again soon.
All right, bye-bye, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Take care.
You've been listening to The Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20-plus years.
This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. To learn more about Deborah, visit www.psychiclovedoctor.com.